Tuesday, 30th of April, 2019. John 3:7-15. Do not be surprised when I say, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it pleases, you can hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. How is that possible? Asked Nicodemus. Jesus replied, you are the teacher of Israel, and you do not know these things. In all truth, I tell you, we speak only about what we know, and witness only to what we have seen, and yet you people reject our evidence. If you do not believe me when I speak to you about earthly things, how will you believe me when I speak you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man. As Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. You must be born again. This is for Nicodemus like a riddle. But the Lord says this sentence, you are the teacher of Israel and you do not understand. Today we know what the Lord wants to say with a sentence. The sacrament of baptism, it happens. Leo the Great, who died in 461, he wrote, who else gives his honor to the suffering, dying, and resurrecting Christ as this one who dies with him, suffers with him, and resurrects with him? The participation in the suffering of the Lord had already begun with the children of the church. Through the forgiveness of the sin, man is going up to a new life. And to be three times under the water for baptism, it's like a symbol for the 3 days of death of Christ. With the baptism, it will be put away, the earth. And with the old man, we come out of the baptism, newborn. And what happened with the sacrament, the beginning of this, we have to complete with our deeds. Though it means we are newborn people, through the baptism from water and spirit. The Protestant Christians in so-called free churches, they use often the expression to be born again. And they think it is like something had been waken up through a very special experience of the Holy Spirit, which make a difference to that what was before. As Catholics, we can understand this in this way, that the grace of the baptism started through an experience of the Spirit, started to be living. Because when they had been baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, this baptism is valid. In the time of Easter, the words are always reminding us that we have to live like new human beings, like a new man. The same what we heard in the words of Leo the Great. It should be unfold what the Lord put in us. So as a human being from the beginning is a human being, and his being as a human being will be developed according to the development of the inner life and the life in the world. In that way, the new human being, the new man, should grow, because he was created after the image of Christ. As a man who is doing bad things, following impure inclinations inside of him, does not listen to his consciousness, or he does not take care of it, his true being as a human is not going to develop. No, it can be perverted. But something similar can happen to those Christians who are baptized, and they deny their life through a way of sin. They're going to lose what they are called for, to be a sign of God's love in this world. The one who is born by the Spirit, he is led by the Spirit. Because of this, God is using the example of wind. Because his intuitions are coming from the Spirit. This, the human being who is not following the Spirit, cannot understand. Because the one who is born in Spirit, he is answering to the secret of the Lord and how the Lord is looking to the situation. And this is different than we look only with our mind. The one who is born in the Spirit always looks for God. All is concentrated to God. And he understands life in the light of the Lord. That the grace of our baptism will be living, this is especially through the Holy Spirit. We have to try, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to clean everything what is hindering his doing in us. He will do the rest, and he will liberate us from our laziness, that we love to do the will of God, and we do it fast, as people born by the Spirit. Then people might know this, and maybe they will ask, what is the secret of your life?
In the communion verse, we hear the word, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going."
Attendite populi meus legem meam, inclinate aurem vestram in verba oris mei.
Spiritus ubi vult spiritus, meus audis, alleluia, et nescis unde